Hello, San Bernardino County believers. Today, our prayer focus continues to be on the list of sinful cities in San Bernardino County, which today's we're going to deal with the category anger and hatred in the city of Ontario. So there are four cities in our county that they addressed and identified issues with because of their size and population. That's Ontario, Fontana, San Bernardino County, and am I missing San Bernardino, Ontario, Fontana, Rancho Cucamonga? Those are the four cities. So today, Ontario ranks 125 out of 180 cities for last year as the most sinful. It actually went down, which is great. Last year it was 115, so it's improved. The same, the anger and hatred category. Last year it was 106, so it was way up there. But this year it's a 124. A crime occurs every hour. The crime grade has improved over the last year. It's now at C minus, violent C, property D plus, and other C. The areas that we need to pray about are 13% drug crimes, which is high, not huge, but it is high. Anything over 5 is bad, over 10 is not good, and beyond that is out of hand. Theft at 12%, vandalism 7%, and vehicle theft 6%. So, Father, we pray about the anger and hatred indicators that they use to identify this being as a sinful city. We pray for violent crimes, sex offenders, aggravated assault, bullying, hate crime and gross, deaths due to firearms, mass shootings, and terrorist attacks all decrease in the city of Ontario. We pray for people to get saved, delivered, that they would learn to hold their tongue. They would use self-control by the power of the Holy Spirit. They'd be slow to anger. They would stop arguing, be quick to listen, to understand. That would quiet the contention, that the crime grade would improve, the drug crimes decrease, blessings and wisdom over the Ontario Police Department, the drug task forces, the Inland Empire clandestine lab, that all of these groups, including the Inland Regional Narcotic Enforcement, drug enforcement, the high intensity drug trafficking, all of these places would be able to find and apprehend and put a notice to those that are considering doing any of these crimes, put them on notice, and that they would then be able to go when they're in jail, that the jails, Ontario City Jail, Prison Fellowship, Kairos, Jesus the Key, Prison Ministries, and any church that goes to the prisons and any other type of ministry that goes to them would see reformation among the prisoners, that they would come out and be changed people, that they would not return, that the recidivism would be decreased, and so Father, that they would not return. And so Father, we thank you that you are greater than all of this, and we know that as your gospel transforms lives. So we thank you, it is the power of you, Father God, that changes our lives. And we pray that same thing will happen in Ontario. We will look forward to a better rank next year in Jesus' name.